This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I want to thank Rich Sheevan for guest hosting the broadcast yesterday. 10 minutes before the broadcast, the internet was still down. And I was trying to reach CenturyLink, the worst telecommunications provider in the Milky Way galaxy. And I was having no luck, so I hung up. The landline worked fine, but the internet portion did not work. The connection worked, landline worked, but the internet did not work. So I was on the phone with CenturyLink, and I was getting nowhere. I could get through the automated responses, but I couldn't talk to a person. So I hung up, called Rich, and asked him if he could take the broadcast solo yesterday. And so I called CenturyLink again, and I finally got through. And I said, "So he gave me the day off, I was supposed to be on the air. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be on the air right now. And, you know, it's a nuisance. It's a nuisance to have to call you guys. So I'd like my $50 credit. And I got my $50 credit again. So they've given me 50, 50, 50, 50. They keep giving me $50 credits almost every time I ask. There's one time they said, "No, you already got too many. We're not going to give you another one." But they gave, that was the last, the previous time. This time, a few weeks later, they decided they would give it to me again. So I have a $50 credit. And I explained to the delightful gal from Guatemala City, Guatemala. That's where that's where customer service seems to be for CenturyLink. And so she understood, and she was just as delightful as could be, and was willing to give me my $50 credit. So I don't say, I've been down for a while, here's how many hours. I just say I'd like my $50 credit. I don't ask them to give me an amount. I tell them what the amount is. So for right now, it's 50. And I keep getting it, all except for one time. So the point is, if you want the direct number, if you are unfortunate enough to be using CenturyLink as your telecommunications provider, and if you are, it's probably because you have no other choice, the way we have no other choice. I'm going to give you the telephone number for the loyalty department. Now, I don't want you to abuse this, because if I hear that it's being abused, I'll never give it out again. So this is the secret number. This is a number they won't tell you. This bypasses all of the prompts to push this button, that button, etc. And it will take you directly to the loyalty department. The loyalty department is charged with trying to prevent you from jumping ship. When I was in the credit card banking aisle, building systems for credit card banks, I learned that it took, back in the 80s, about $45 or so to get a new customer. You know, they'd have these applications, they'd have them all over the place, and you could grab one and fill it out, or they'd have people to talk to on the phone and take your application over the phone. All that costs money. And so after all of the effort to get customers they said, okay, how much do we spend? How many customers do we get? Oh, $45 each. That's what it costs. So for the telephone companies, they have to do the same thing to find customers. So the loyalty department is to for them to say, well, how much does it cost to get a new customer? I'm sure it's like $100 now. So it's $100 to get a new customer. Well, Finelli only wants 50. So let's give him 50, and then maybe he'll stay with us. That's the plan. So the number to call, be polite. Don't call it unless you actually have a bona fide beef with them. Something is wrong, and it's not your fault. Okay? Then you can call this number. But you have to be polite. And that will work. If you're not polite, it's not going to work. So don't abuse it. For bona fide problems that you want rectified monetarily, here's the number, 866-270-7498. And whenever I give that number out, their call volume spikes. It really does. Because most of the time people give up. They get tired of pressing one, pressing two, pressing one, pressing two, pressing three, waiting, pressing again, hearing the recorded messages, and they finally say, oh, to heck with it. So they give up. Now, the reason I'm giving you this number is to get you right through to the loyalty department. And my logic is that if enough of us call and complain, they're going to pay attention and fix the darn problem. I want it fixed. I don't want the $50 credits. I want to be able to come into the studio at 9 o'clock in the morning, click connect, and be there. Now I'm in the studio way, way, way before 9 o'clock in the morning. But at 9 o'clock, that's when I press that button that says connect. And if the internet's down, I can't connect. And it bothers me. It bothers me because I can't order tires. It bothers me because I can't buy the things I need for the farm. It bothers me because some of the research that I need is only available on the internet. And if the internet provider can't keep that darn thing working, it's a problem for me. And it costs me time, effort, and money. And lost opportunities. Those are called opportunity costs. It bothers me. And I think each time it happens, it's worth $50. It's actually worth more than that, but I'm willing to settle for 50 because I'm not going to push the limits. But tomorrow I'm going to teach with Kathy a class on, through examples, things that have happened to me recently and how I approach them and the results I got. And frankly, I've won every single time. Every time. Why? Because I'm, number one, I don't back down. Number two, I'm right. I don't go after being compensated for damages when I'm wrong. I don't do that. If it's my mistake, I eat it. But if it's their mistake, they eat it. And I'm talking about taxes. I'm talking about being attacked by the government. I'm talking about buying defective products and how I handle it. And so we're going to teach that tomorrow. And I'm also going to share with you something that's going to be quite frightening. I'm going to share with you a supply chain issue that I'm pretty sure very few people have thought about. It's here. I know it's here. I don't have the facts in front of me, so I can't do it right now. But I will tomorrow. I'll have the numbers. And I have an inside track on these numbers. I know these numbers are right. And when I give you these numbers and you realize what's going on, it's going to be very upsetting. And you're probably going to react and take action. You probably are. So that'll be tomorrow. Gwyneth, that's why I asked you about the supply chain. Gas prices have gone up about 46% in about a year. Inflation, they say, is a little over 5%, maybe 5.7%. That's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense.
One thing that I have heard from orders that are coming through that I've placed and, you know, wanting product and that sort of thing and getting product sent to me, pilots, that companies that I order from have actually contacted me through email and said, thank you very much for your order. It's being shipped today. Unfortunately, there may be a delay in it getting to you because there is a shortage of flights And I know that when they say there is a shortage of flights, I know that what they mean is that there's a shortage of pilots. Now, why would there be a shortage of pilots? Because all the airlines are requiring mandatory vaccinations for their airline pilots, and these vaccinations are killing people. They're not even vaccinations. I should call them inoculations or jabs or kill shots, because that's what they are. They're not vaccinations against anything. They are genetically modifying inoculations. And they're killing the pilots with thrombosis, heart attacks, cancer, a whole list of diseases as long as your arm. And, you know, the airline industry, there's been documents come out. Rich Sheban has publicized them. But, you know, these documents are from industry insiders who have come forward and they've said, listen, we in the airline industry recruiting department, the HR department of the airline industry, have received word from higher up that we will have to replace our entire workforce within 3 years. That means that probably a lot sooner than 3 years, I would say probably within 6 months, a good portion of these airline workers, not just the pilots, but the stewards and stewardesses, the baggage handlers, the customs and the ICE officials, you know, the immigration officials, the boarding pass ticket punchers or whatever they are these days, you know, the ladies at the counter who smile and wave you through, you know, and, you know, take your bags off of you and get them ready to load on. All these, there's different parts of the plane. They've all been required to get the coronavirus vaccine and they're all busy right now dropping like flies. And the result of that is that air freight is in the process of shutting down. And that is coming through because I'm ordering products and I'm getting emails from the, you know, the supplier of these products, and they're saying, thank you very much for your order. It's been processed, it's been shipped, it's in the post. But, you know, an order that would have normally taken just a few days to get here, I ordered it 2 weeks ago and it's still not here. So, you know, that is something really, it was shipped a week ago. That's interesting in and of itself, because it used to be that this particular company would process their orders on the same day and it would be shipped and you'd receive your order within a week. But it's been 2 weeks, and I like this company. Their products are very good, and I'm happy with their products, and I'm aware that it's supply chain issues that are largely beyond their control. But I think that they might be short-staffed as well, you know, this particular company, because they are, you know, they're one of the biggest in their industry in Australia, but by American standards, they're not real huge because we've got less than 10% of the U.S. population. So that's
now we're going
a much
into
smaller
a break.
Market for them.
We're going into a break. Arjun in West Virginia, you're up as soon as we come back from the break.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
Yes, hey, Vince. Hey, Gwyneth. Before I ask my question, I wanted to suggest, do you, if you get, like, cell signal at your place, there is, like, you can buy, like, a SIM card from Visible Wireless, which is, like, $40, unlimited data, unlimited text, talk, and I know you don't like cell phones. So you can get like a personal hotspot, and if the Verizon signal comes at your farm, then you can use this hotspot to create like wireless internet in your home. If this works out. But like my questions today are I have two questions like about bed bugs and lizards. So when I actually get up like in the morning time, I see that like in my legs, I can see that like. Some insects have bitten me, and I will scratch and the blood will come out. And I've done like fogging, I've done like spraying of all the liquids, you know, like everything I've done. I don't see any bed bugs come out of my bed, and I've done like up and down everywhere I've done this. Then one more question is about lizards. You know, like day before yesterday, a lizard came into the house. And, you know, it was a very small lizard, so I just trapped it, and then I just threw it outside. But then I saw below my deck, there is, like, I saw one bigger lizard there. So how can I get these guys away from the house?
You might not want to. You might want to encourage the lizards because they eat bugs. Now, you may not have bed bugs, okay? Bed bugs are parasitic insects, and they like to feed on the blood of people and animals, especially while they sleep. But you may have fleas, okay? And fleas are these little tiny. Have you ever seen a flea?
I heard the word, but I've not seen it. Yes, I've not seen it.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, if you've been to a restaurant and you have restaurant ground pepper, it's usually ground much more coarsely than the pepper, ground pepper that they sell for us to use in our homes. So if you looked at a ground pepper speck or flake, if you will, from a restaurant, it's about the size of a flea. Okay, so these are really kind of small, and they hop. They're like grasshoppers, and they hop, and they're hard to control. So what happens is if you have a pet, or if pets have lived there previously, they go outside, they get these fleas, they bring them in, the fleas jump off, the fleas lay eggs, and then you'll have millions of them. And that's no exaggeration. Lots and lots of fleas. And they just love to bite. And they live in the grass. They live outside. They can live for a while, you know, outside. And they love to suck the blood on people. Now, you also may have ticks. And there are ticks out now that are really, really almost microscopic. So if you were to take a very, very fine, sharp pencil, and you were to put the smallest dot on a piece of paper that you could put, I mean, just touch the pencil tip to the piece of paper, that little tiny dot that it leaves is about the size of some of these ticks.
Mm-hmm.
And they can travel, you know, up your shoes, across your socks, stay in your socks for a while, bite your ankles, your feet, travel up your legs, and you'll have these red spots from fleas and ticks. So maybe it's not bed bugs. Maybe it's not. So, okay, so insect foggers, you know, that's dangerous, okay? Because once you fog an insecticide inside a closed area, and what they want you to do is close all the windows and let this thing off and, you know, let the aerosol insecticide spray and travel throughout your house, and you run and get outside for hours and hours and hours, and you open all the windows and let your neighbors get a chance to breathe the insecticide that you are airing out of your house. It's dangerous because now it's that insecticide is on the kitchen table, it's on the doorknobs, it's on every surface in your house. So I don't know the answer, but I can tell you what we do. We use a product called Cedarcide, C-E-D-A-R-C-I-D-E. It's cedar oil. And the bugs hate it. They absolutely hate it. So you can spray it, you know, lightly on you. You can spray it on the floor. And then you can vacuum up all these fleas, ticks, and bed bugs. But you're going to have a vacuum that can pick them up, and then you have to be careful how you dispose of the fleas in the bag. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. A Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now that disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be stepping down amid his disgusting behavior and retaliation to sexual abuse whistleblowers, who will be taking Cuomo's place running the Empire State? It will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who remained silent all throughout Cuomo's fall from grace. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, who will be a gubernatorial candidate, gives Fox News his opinion on the Lieutenant Governor, soon to be governor.
First off, on the scandals, from one scandal to the next, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where it was an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame, and he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear, and Kathy Hochul looked up to it, and she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it. And as far as the policies go, I don't expect once she takes office that she's going to be advocating for paying people less by the government so that they would return back to work. I don't expect her to repeal cashless bail and keep qualified immunity to help make sure that the handcuffs are on criminals as opposed to law enforcement.
Kathy Hochul will become the first woman to serve as governor of New York and will serve out the rest of Cuomo's term until the 2022 midterms. Cuomo will step down in a couple of weeks. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Arjun, bugs, small bugs, parasites are a real problem. Fleas, ticks, bed bugs, etc. And they travel. Animals pick them up. People pick them up. When people go from hotel to hotel, they pick them up. That's one of the reasons why we don't let people come visit us anymore, because they bring luggage with them. And the luggage was, if they flew in an airplane, they brought the luggage into the men's room or the ladies' room. It went on the floor. People pee on the floor. And then they put the luggage on the bed. And when you buy items from foreign countries like China, for example, in the corrugated holes, in the corrugated boxes, there are usually eggs of insects. And they you get the box home, you put the box in the corner, and then the eggs hatch, and now you've got imported bugs from China and, you know, other countries. But and then if you have neighbors and the neighbors are filthy, and they leave food around, and animals come, and you know, wild animals, they bring fleas and ticks and, you know, et cetera, with them. So it's a real problem. So you need to keep the property clean. And I know you're restoring this house that was abused. So you're going to have these bugs there. And I think, you know, the way Mrs. Finelli and I handle it, mostly Mrs. Finelli, she has a flea comb. And she combs the dogs, and they all come over, and they wait their turn, and they get combed. And she has a bowl of water with a drop of dishwashing detergent to loosen the surface tension on the top of the water. And so she takes the flea comb, it grabs these little fleas, she flicks them off, and they drop into the water as she flicks them into the this little container of water with the drop of detergent on, and they sink and die because they can't swim. And so that's what we do for fleas and ticks. And bed bugs, we don't have any. But Gwyneth, what are your thoughts?
Okay, ivermectin. You can get ivermectin. I know that it's being touted at the moment as a coronavirus cure, but we've got to remember what ivermectin was originally developed for. It was developed to kill fleas and ticks on cattle. That's, you know, you can get it prescribed from your doctor, and it's relatively safe. And, in human dosages, if you go there and say, listen, I would like to have, if you can find a doctor who's willing to prescribe it, to say, I have a problem at home with, I live in a very old house and I've just moved into it, and I'm getting eaten by the bugs in the house. And I know that ivermectin kills bugs on cattle. It kills worms. It, it kills viruses. It kills, it leaves your cattle in beautiful, healthy condition. But I would go to a doctor and just say, listen, I would like to have a script for some ivermectin. And not only that, I would have onions, garlic, chili, curry, and every sort of strong-smelling food that you could imagine, and I would live on that sort of food. Because it kills bugs. The fleas do not want to hang around you. And now and again I get a infestation of stickfast fleas in my chicken pen. These are little fleas that the chickens get on their combs and on their wattles. And what I do is I feed my chickens chopped up onions for a couple of weeks, and the stickfast fleas hate it. They die. So if it gets rid of stickfast fleas, which are one of the most persistent parasites that you could possibly imagine, then it'll get rid of anything. If you keep a good amount of onions and garlic and chili peppers, curry and such like in your diet, the bugs won't want to have anything to do with you. Does that make sense, Arjun?
Yeah. And I eat like beef, like onions, garlic. I make food like onions, garlic with some spices. Yeah. It keeps my diet.
I would be very cautious about using ivermectin as something that I would take to keep the bugs. You know, once they bite, they die. I would not want to do that personally. Lots of farmers do use it for cattle, and yes, it is being used to treat the China virus. I'm just very cautious about that, and I know some people who have gotten really, really sick. Not from that per se, but people who have sprayed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people have sprayed insecticides and herbicides on their farms, and they've died of cancer. It's a terrible death. So I would say the thing to do would be to kill the bugs, okay? One way you can do that, Arjun, is with diatomaceous earth. And diatomaceous earth is prehistoric. It's kind of like coral. And it's a white powder. It looks like flour. It's ground to the consistency of flour. And if you were to look at it under a microscope, it would look like broken shards of glass. And you could put a light dusting of diatomaceous earth in the areas where you see these. And some people have even eaten diatomaceous earth, you know, dissolved it in a teaspoon of water and kills parasites in the body, allegedly. But it has to be food grade. Now, you can get non-food grade diatomaceous earth, and it's used for swimming pool filters. And so a swimming pool store or the internet, you could buy a bag of diatomaceous earth. It's called DE for short, the letter D, the letter E. And you can sprinkle that in the areas where you see these little critters. And as they crawl over this diatomaceous earth, it slices them up. It's like if we were trying to crawl across a bed of broken glass, it would cut us up. Well, it's like that for them. But it's so microscopic, it does not hurt us. So, but you don't want to breathe it because you can get silicosis from breathing it. Bottom line is, I think you need a vacuum cleaner. I think, my first approach would be cedar oil or cedar side. It's available on the internet, CEDARCIDE, and a very light spray of that. You know, first vacuum. Now, these little critters lay eggs. And do you have carpeting in your house, Arjun?
Yes.
Okay. Around the perimeter. If you were to lift up the carpeting, in most homes, you will see some dust under the perimeter of the carpeting. And these guys love to lay their eggs in that. Okay? So you'll need a canister vacuum with a power head that beats the rug as you travel across it with the vacuum action. I think you'd need one of those. And you can pick one of those up at Goodwill or one of those used stores, and I have. I bought an Electrolux for $20. I couldn't believe it. It's probably a $1,000 vacuum cleaner, and some moron couldn't wait to get rid of it. It's like brand new.
Yeah.
So I bought it. And anyway, I think that would be a good first start. Okay.
Yeah.
But these guys eat while you sleep, and they multiply while you sleep. So you've got a tough road to hoe. And you got to get rid of them really soon before they multiply even more. Okay. Now, I was talking to our son about it during the break. He had a neighbor who had an infestation of fleas in the house and bed bugs. And what they did, they brought in an exterminator, and it was an expensive proposition. The exterminator turned up the heat to about 110 degrees inside the house. 110. I mean, it's really, really hot. And these bugs can't take that kind of heat. So for maybe 4 or 5 hours, I don't know the exact protocol because I've never done it, but, turn up the heat and it kills them. But, in the summertime, it won't be so expensive. You try to turn your house to 110 degrees in the wintertime in West Virginia, that's going to be an expensive proposition. So I would take a look at the internet, see what they say as well. But what I told you about DE is true, and what we've told you about cedar side is true, and you got to vacuum up the eggs. And they like to live. If you have a board floor, where two boards are parallel to each other, the crack between the boards, that opening, they love to lay their eggs in there. So that means you have to get some kind of a screwdriver or something to pry those eggs out. Now, we have a garage floor that's been poured in our workshop, and the dogs love to hang out with us while we're working on cars. And in Missouri, what is done when they pour a slab of concrete, they cut it. They take a cutting wheel. It's about maybe an eighth of an inch thick or wide, and they score the concrete about maybe 3/16 of an inch deep. So you have this groove in the concrete. The idea is that's where the concrete's going to crack if it's going to crack, or it's at least that's where you want to persuade the concrete to crack, because you control where the crack's going to be by where you score the concrete. Well, that little depression is where the fleas love to lay their eggs because it's safe for them there, and it's a crack in the floor. And so Mrs. Finley takes a screwdriver, the vacuum cleaner, and vacuums them out. And so if you're going to have animals, that's just kind of what you have to do. Unless you want to have an exterminator come in, you know, a couple times a year. Gwyneth, any comments?
This is, you know, it is an uphill battle when you get this sort of problem. It's, you've just got to, you know, like I said, just be persistent with it and just do whatever you can to kill the bugs.
Hey, Arjun, you know, I've got a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Arjun, I have a suggestion for you.
Yes.
You know, since you've made this undertaking, moving out of the big city in the corrupt state of New Jersey to rural West Virginia, you're getting a chance to experience everything the hard way, right? Well, you ought to write a book. You ought to write a book on Argent's escape from New Jersey to the wilds of West Virginia.
Well, I don't know, like it. It's a tough proposition, you know. Like I've never written any book, you know, before.
I've never written a book either. But I'm doing it. I am writing a book. I don't think I'm going to publish it because it's full of experiences, and the last thing I want to do is let our detractors and you know, the people who just beat us up all the time. The last thing I want is for them to get a copy of it. I mean, I don't want to have it. I want them to learn the hard way. So I'm probably never going to publish it, but I am writing it.
It's more about, like, your experiences. You feel like when people try to, like, take pictures of beautiful things, like if they see a scenery, they take, like, a picture, they just get their cell phones out, they try to make a video of it. So, I mean, like, it's more about, like, experiencing those things. Keep your cell phone in your pocket and just experience that. Yeah.
But if you're going to put your cell phone in your pocket, don't put it in your shirt pocket, because that's where your heart is, and you don't want to kill yourself with a heart attack. Arjun, thanks so much. Looking forward to your future calls. Thank you. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
have
you got your
take?
When you got
the
for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, one of the worst possible things could happen to the American car owner. The people who have been advocating electric vehicles, like Elon Musk, etc., have caused the government to say, wait a minute, these people that drive these Musk mobiles, the Teslas, etc., are not paying taxes to use the road. They're using the road for free. So the government, the federal government, decided to float the thought, well, maybe we can tax by the mile. So a real man's man in the government, as a matter of fact, the transportation secretary, he's a real man's man. Why do I say that? Because he's married to a man. So Pete, what's his butt? A real man's man. If you ask his husband, if Pete is his man, he'd say, yeah, he's my man. So he's a man's man. So Homo Pete, the transportation secretary, decided he would float the idea over a year ago about being taxed by the mile. Now, being taxed by the mile means we need infrastructure to figure out where you are and where you've been and calculate the distance between there and there. So it looked like that was going to be a possibility, but then Homo Pete decided in a press conference that he was going to walk that back. He said, no. We're not going, it's been reported, and I'll read what's been reported, quote, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg walked back a comment about taxing drivers by the mile in a new infrastructure package in March, and insisted that would not be included in the plan, end quote. So Homo Pete said, no, well, first he said, we're going to try taxing by the mile. And said, no, we're not going to tax by the mile. Now they are, and it's in the bill, and it was voted on by a bunch of corrupt people in the Senate. So it's been approved. So this bill has the provisions, and it's now going to happen, that $7.5 billion is going to be, $7.5 billion with a B, is going to be for the first ever network of charging stations for electric vehicles. Now I want you to think about this. Why? Why do you and I have to pay for people who are buying these electric cars? Why do we have to pay for their chargers? Why? When gas stations first appeared for motorists, you know, gas companies like Gulf and Standard Oil and, you know, those companies, they paid for their own gas stations. Not now. Now, everybody who's paying taxes gets to pay for the electric vehicle charging stations. $7.5 billion worth. It's an outrage. Also an outrage is $66 billion, with a B, is being set aside for railways. Now, didn't a railroad have to build their own railroad? Why do we have to pay for their railroad? Why? Don't we pay for shipping? Don't we pay to get on Amtrak? Why? Why do we have to pay for the rail of the railways? Why? I don't get it. So everything's upside down, inside out, inverted, and wrong. It really is. So this has been approved by the people that, I don't know who votes for these idiots, but allegedly, some people have voted for these senators. And one of the guys who has voted yay for the infrastructure bill is a guy from the corrupt state of Missouri, Roy Blunt. You know, the Monsanto protection guy. The guy who got paid by Monsanto et al. To protect them from suits, from getting cancer, from Roundup. I don't get it. There's only one way that this thing can be fixed. There's only one way. And I have to put the disclaimer out that I'm not advocating it, but I don't see any other way that this can be fixed other than what? What? Let me ask you, class, what do you think would fix this? And I, you know, don't say, well, we got to get some new people in. That'll take too long.
Vincent, it's like this, okay? We're being run by a bunch of Satanists who rape kids and slit their throats and miss their time. We've got, you know, I'm speechless.
We have a governor in New York.
Any way out of this, if we get on our knees and pray to God and then take some action. Yeah. I'm really angry.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm just about crying, and I'll probably cry myself to sleep because I'm so angry about everything along the same track as what you've just said.
And there's nothing we can do other than...
We're ruled by a bunch of devil worshippers.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.